Hello, Queenie Buddies. Welcome to the podcast. This is Jinlyn. This is going to be a shorter version, only 3 minutes per area of the 5 minute version, except in this version, I'm just going to let you choose your four areas that you want to focus on. In the longer version, I did area one, area two, because I typically, when I'm sick, I have two areas that I kind of stay, like usually my bedroom is one and then my living room is the other. So 3 minutes in each of those areas is what I would do. And then I would have 3 minutes towards my kitchen and 3 minutes to the bathroom or whatever, however you want to use the 3 minutes. But I just wanted to do a shorter version in case, you know, you're feeling better but not quite there. So we're going to get started in the first area in 15 seconds. And of course I'm having like hiccup burp spasms. I don't even know. We're starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So you have 3 minutes here. We'll be going to minute four in the first area of your choice. And I am going to write myself some little notes. So this area will be till minute four. This area will be to minute 7, 10, 13. So I should have 12 plus one. Yeah. Okay. So this will be like a good 10 minutes shorter than the other one. The other one actually isn't, it's actually only 21 minutes, but, or 20 minutes of cleaning, but I added an extra intro because I wanted to say, and I'm going to say to you as well, this is supposed to be when you're feeling a lot better. This is not to be done while you are still sick. This is not to be done while you are not able to breathe. It's not to be done while you are having to run to the restroom every few minutes. It's supposed to be when you're feeling better. But while you're doing this, if you start feeling like you're getting sick again, stop. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm telling you up front, this is supposed to be done when you're better. So you're not supposed to be doing this when you're sick. But yeah, it's all... And it's the other thing, which I said in the first one, we have about a minute and a half, I think, here, is that this is for you. This is the stuff that you want to get done. This is not something that somebody's been bugging you about while you've been sick. You know, I kind of have my little soapboxes that I get on about that stuff just because of stuff that I've had to deal with in my life. But this is for you. What would make you feel better in the area that you're working on? Because you're the one who's been sick. You're the one who's had, you know, and now you are having to take care of yourself after you're better. So you have a little bit less than a minute left, about 50 seconds in this area. And it's not a race. This is not meant to be a speed clean. This is meant to be less. This is meant to be one that you can replay. So do 3 minutes each area, rest, 3 minutes each area, rest, or three other areas. 3 minutes and okay, never mind. I'm not even going to try to talk right now. I may, however, be going to grab my Coke whenever I switch because I really need something to drink. I didn't get good sleep last night and I'm tired and my voice is tired. And so I have about 10 seconds. So if you need, this is not supposed to be carrying brooms and bags and crap around your house, okay? Like, we're now in the next area for the next 3 minutes. This is strictly supposed to be, like, pick a few things up, fold a blanket, take some laundry to your hamper, pick up some Gatorade bottles off your nightstand. Like, this is easy peasy stuff. It is meant to make you feel better. It is not meant to stress you out. So keeping that in mind, I will allow you to continue. And if anybody is saying, hey, while you're up, you have my permission to flip them off and go on about your way. Like, honestly, if you've been sick, I mean, unless it's like your kids and they have your illness now, but it's usually the other way around. Usually the kids get sick first. We take care of them. We're taking care of them. So the whole house is like going to pot and then we get sick and then... Yep, they keep making messes. And it's not, you know, my kids, they did make messes, but they also took care of me. My oldest made me chicken noodle soup and brought me Gatorade the first day when I felt really bad. She actually went to the store, bought it all. And then yesterday I was kind of aggravated because I asked her to clean up her stuff in the living room and I asked her to do the dishes and she didn't do any of it. And I was like, kind of like, I'm going to leave all your stuff in your room. And then I opened the cabinet and realized that she bought 2 packs of soup. So she bought 2 4-packs of Campbell's chicken noodle soup, like the best soup when you don't feel good. Unless you have like a grandma that makes, you know, like some recipe that's handed down for 100 years. But otherwise, Campbell's chicken noodles, like my go-to. And she had, there's a whole 4-pack in the cabinet that I could eat this weekend. And I was just like, be still my heart. And I cleaned up all her mess that was on, well, not all of it, but. Okay, so you have about 1 more minute in this area. And we will be moving on to the third area. I think we're in the third. Yeah, third. Oh, my goodness. I just, like, even though I don't feel 100%, I feel so much better. It's so nice, like, when you, it's like you have a new appreciation for stuff. 15 more seconds here. And, how did I just say 15 more seconds and now it's like 4, 3, 2, 1, new area. So you're halfway finished. Just have 2 more areas. I know 3 minutes is really, you know, but I figured you can repeat this. It's going to stay short. And give me just a second, guys. Sorry, it was the Coke Zero coming back. I actually haven't had, like, this is, I haven't had any Coke Zero. That's probably, like, one of the things that's making me feel, it's probably having a little bit of Coke Zero withdrawal as well. I wasn't even thinking about that throughout the whole time that I was feeling sick. Like, part of me is sitting here, like, I'm so glad for having this time to rest and everything. Like, the weekend, you know? And I'll probably be fine on Monday. But at the same time, just, like, I actually had things I wanted to do this weekend. Like, you guys are just going to be laughing at me, but I was totally planning on working on my ceiling this weekend. Like, I haven't done it in weeks. I think the last weekend I had off, I actually went up to work and did some stuff to get caught up there. And I'm missing 3 straight days this week. Anyway, where are we at? 1 minute and 15 seconds. So, and I just want to reiterate to you guys, remember, you can always pause for a transition. However, this is not supposed to be, this is not a speed clean. This is just go to the area and do what you can. And then if you do this one and you feel great, then go ahead and do the 5-minute one. Maybe you can do the 5-minute one next. I promise you can stop it. At 21 minutes, you can stop. Or 22, because I think I added an extra minute at the beginning. Just to remind people not to kill themselves. So 30 seconds, we'll be transitioning to the last area. We'll spend 3 minutes there, and then we will be finished. And I think I am going to just do a clean cut at the end of this one so that it stays short and easily loopable. Did I say that right? I'm shocked. My brain's not working well. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now, last area, 3 minutes. Oh gosh, the Coke Zero has got my stomach starting to gurgle. I don't think there's anything to it, because sometimes Coke Zero just does that anyway. But it's just like that thing when you've been sick and you're like, oh my gosh, did I just send myself back to stomach virus hell? That's kind of how it feels. It actually doesn't feel that bad. Honestly, I think it's more because of this underwire bra that I put on. I'm really regretting. So it's just pushing in the wrong... It's not even... I don't know. It's like my lungs, but it's also like... The way I'm sitting in this chair, it makes... Oh, that's what it is. It's got my stomach feeling compressed. Oh, who wants to have a compressed stomach? Not me. I don't even know why I started wearing underwires again, because I hate them. I never realized why I hated them before, which is because I didn't know I had asthma, and they really constrict my breathing, because with asthma you tend to hunch over anyway. Oh, also this whole week that I've been sick, I didn't take my asthma medicine. So yesterday, or day before, I started feeling like, man, I'm having trouble breathing. Oh my gosh. I just want to slap myself sometimes. So we have like a minute and a half, a little more than a minute and a half right now. And then we'll be done. And then you can loop this until you're good to go. But remember, this is all about just helping you feel a little bit better without feeling stressed out about anything. And just like, I really hope that you're not trying to rush around. It's not meant to be a speed clean. That's why the speed is in quotes, because it's timed, but it's not like, you know, oh my gosh, my stomach, I'm really starting to feel it now. You have about 50 seconds. I'm really regretting getting that soda, I think. I'm just having trouble figuring out, like, what can I eat? Like, what should I eat? I don't even know. But I hope you guys feel better. I hope that this was helpful. I would love to know what you think about it. This can also be used whenever you're just feeling really low motivation. If you have like a disorder that is constantly causes you pain, things like that, you know, just maybe for a short amount of time when you feel better, when your medicine kicks in for that like 15 minutes of the day when it actually works, whatever it is. But I just wanted to make this for you guys, and I might even use it later myself. So, but we're going to be finished here in about 3 seconds. So, all right, guys, we're all done. Hope you're feeling better, and I hope your space is feeling better for you as well.